This podcast is part of the Blueberry Network. You can find this and other great podcasts at blueberry.com. That's blueberry with no E's .com.
Hi, I'm Dave Dufour, and this is Theater Geeks. No, John and Marcia are still with the show. There's no problem there. They just are not on all the recordings that we've been bringing you in the last few weeks. We've been basically releasing the interviews that we did at the Indiana Community Theater League conference over the last few weeks. And in a couple of cases, I did the interviews alone, and there were some cases where there were all three of us were together. And so the format has shifted just a little bit. So don't worry. We'll all be back together in the studio in a couple of weeks, and you'll be getting shows that are maybe a little bit more like our usual programs. And so sit tight and enjoy the material from the conference. Today we bring you an interview that I did with Mary Ohlendorf, who is a 68-year veteran of community theater. She was a delightful interview, and I hope you enjoy it.
Fine, okay.
All right.
All right. We're in talking with Mary Ohlendorf, who is a longtime community theater, I guess, what, you're kind of a community theater advocate and participant, et cetera, starting originally...
68 years ago.
Oh, 68 years ago.
In Illinois.
In Illinois, and you were involved in shows there. Now, when did this festival system start?
The first one was in 69.
Okay,
in 69, mm-hmm. and it was in Wisconsin.
Okay.
And so that's when I started. And this year, this was my 23rd entry into the Play Festival in Michigan.
Okay. And this year you entered what?
We entered the first time that Senior Readers Theater had been entered. And we went in with five little short plays written by one of our members.
Okay, so Readers Theater became part of the Community Theater Festival in Michigan for the first time this year. Okay, so you come down here to the ICTL because why?
Because we love the Valparaiso Theater, and I've been involved with the Indiana Theater with all. I've been down to every one of their regional play festivals.
Okay, and that is how many?
So I think this is their third, because I've been in Indianapolis once and Muncie twice.
Right.
And so I think this is the fourth year for Indiana.
That you've been attending, yeah. What do you think? You've been involved in community theater for a long time. What do you think is... what's the value of it? What do you think is the biggest value of it? And then I know you probably got a lot of things, but just kind of tell me what you think is important about it.
Oh, I think it, to me, it's a learning and sharing and processing the beautiful friendships you make, and everybody is mm-hmm. going in the same direction.
Mm-hmm.
And what I just started, you know, when I was 21, because I was a physical education major, and I said, will you come and join our community mm-hmm. theater?
Right.
And that's where it started. And then it just propelled me right on, right to the Goodman Theater.
Mm-hmm.
And I was not acting in set design and lighting.
Oh, okay.
And then went into producing, and then went into a professional summer stock. I did my company for two separate summer stock companies.
Which ones were in Illinois?
No, Michigan.
In Michigan, which ones were those?
The Red Barn Theater and the Legend Theater in South Haven.
Okay, and the Red Barn's in Augusta, right? Is that the
No, that's the Barn Theater.
That's the Barn Theater. Okay, Red Barn, does it still exist?
Yes, but it's a community theater now.
Oh, okay. So, so it's the friendships that you make, and it's that learning experience.
Oh, the learning and the sharing, and that's what the festival's all about.
Mm-hmm.
It's not about who wins. I mean, you know, sure, there always has to be a winner, and it's nice. That's the frosting on the cake, but it's the sharing and learning and all the tremendous friendships and the wonderful adjudications where you just learn and learn. That also, I think, these are two of the very best adjudicators I've heard in a long time here, down here in Indiana.
Yeah.
Just wonderful. I've heard them before.
Right. What about I think years ago, you know, touring companies were not quite so prevalent, and community theater kind of served a role maybe of bringing good theater to areas that were never going to actually get it. Yeah. Now today we can get it on television, and we can get it in touring companies that maybe travel a little more widely. But what role does the community theater still play, do you think?
It plays a big role in the community itself and for people, for young people, especially for young people, because because theater for young people, it's all gone into hard rock and going to the concerts, where there still is a crying need for the arts, you know, or whether it's arts or the ballet or the music, for the young people to grow up with and to be in. And so for my two children started community theater.
Well, do you think, I guess...
And that's where they're jumping off, and then they just continue on, hopefully.
Well, I think a lot of young people are sometimes shocked to find out that a lot of the theatrical techniques that are used in rock shows and those kinds of things started with the Greeks.
Yeah, they did. But it's too bad, because this is what they're growing up with, and they are not growing up with the arts. I mean, not only community theater, but the dance and the music and and opera and what, and it's just too bad. So I'm just very glad that people schools.
And you competed for a number of years in Michigan. Well, obviously you're still competing with the Reader's Theater as well.
Yeah, we're competing. We'll be competing. We're also planning 2 years from now.
Right. Has the Michigan Festival already taken place?
Yes, 1st of February.
Okay. Okay, so what's next? Next year, now next year is the off year for ICER.
Now, like in Illinois, when I was there, we had the off year also we did all the state level.
Right.
And that was for all the groups who were afraid to jump into the big pond and compete. And that showed them, you know, gee, this is great. So then the following year, when there was the big festival, most of them came back.
We asked Ross Rollins a little bit ago what his suggestion would be for any theater that has never competed before. What would you suggest that a new theater think about? If they're thinking about competing, should they just dive in and do it, or is it more measured than that, or what?
Don't dive in and do it. I would not belong to a community theater that did not enter the play festival. And when the community theater I belonged to in Michigan, when they dropped out of the festival, I started my own. So I said, never have to beg anybody to go in. I would not even belong to a community theater unless it went in the festival.
Right. What do you get out of the festival here?
Coming down to Indiana?
Yeah, what
Again,
is it?
Learning and sharing, seeing the plays and seeing the adjudication. I'm really getting into adjudication now, and just hopefully, you know, and then to meet whoever I see down here in Ohio, because I'm going on to the Ohio Regional Festival.
Okay, yeah, whoever wins here goes on to Ohio, and that's going to be in Columbus. How soon is that?
April 29th and 30th.
Okay, so it's about a month from now, right? Yeah, so yeah, we'll find out tomorrow here at the festival who's actually moving on.
There'll be two winners tomorrow.
Oh, there'll be two tomorrow?
Yeah.
Okay. I didn't know that, because there were seven excerpts still.
But you only have to have six in.
Oh, I see. So there could be a second.
So there'll be a second place winner tomorrow.
I got you. For some reason, the number was sticking in my head that it was 10, that if you had over 10.
That just changed about 4 years ago, because when we hosted it in Michigan, we had to have 10. Mm-hmm. And it was so wonderful to get the 10 people.
Okay.
And then you could have two.
All right. You competed a number of times. What's your favorite play to compete that you competed with? The one that maybe sticks out in your memory the most?
Probably our first one in because that was so exciting when we came in second, and we were just, you know, and this was when our first time around with this.
Right.
It was A Dirty Old Man in Illinois.
Oh, that's the name of the show.
That's the name of the show, but the show has nothing to do with the title.
Oh, okay. one of those symbolic titles.
Yeah, but and it really has nothing. I mean,
yeah.
You know, I always thought it should never have been named that, because it's a beautiful little show.
Okay, great. Well, thanks very much for very much for being with us and for sharing some of your thoughts about community theater. Good luck to you in 2 years.
Oh, thank you very much. I hope I'm still alive and breathing.
I hope so, too.
As I push 90, because I'll be 90 then.
Okay,
thank you.
Thanks. Hold on just a minute. Can I get a picture of you?
Music for Theater Geeks was provided by MusicAlley.com.